أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. صدق الله العلي العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has said in Surah Al-Hadid that surely we have sent our messengers with clear signs or clear explanations, al-bayyinat, and we have sent with them the book and the scale, or as it's translated at times, the book and justice, al-mizan, meaning justice. لِيُقُوم النَّاس بِالْقِسْط, so that mankind may establish justice. This verse, which is verse 25 in Surah Al-Hadid, it speaks directly to social activism, speaks directly to the mission of all of the prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. And as we know the history of the prophets, also the history of the imams, alayhim afsalatu wasalam, is that they were active within the society. And their mission was, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that they brought forth clear explanation, they brought forth wisdom, that wisdom which is founded upon the wahi, or the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a book. And in that book was the scale of justice, to show that what is right, what is wrong, what is just, what is oppressive. And they presented this to mankind so that they may establish justice among themselves. Within the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he speaks about mankind and society, just society in general. He says, لَوْ عُدِلُوا لَأَسْتَغْنُوا, that if man was just, if justice prevailed within a society, then that would be sufficient for a society. That you would not, have to police people. Why? Because if everyone observed justice, observed the rights of one another, then there's no need for a police coming to trying to capture those who are committing crimes, those who are being unjust, those who are infringing on others' rights. There will be no need to take another person to court. Why? Because they would know what justice is. They know what the rights of others are. They know what their rights are, and they will abide by that. But because that deficiency exists within society, it exists in the treatment of one person to another, then you need individuals like the prophets, like the imams, who stand up for justice, who stand up for righteousness, who remind others about justice. So the concept of social justice within Islam, it stems forth from this, from that mission of the prophets. And that is the same mission that our imams, alayhim afsalatu wasalam, that they also carried out. And in this particular month that we're in, which is Al-Muharram, Al-Haram, the sacred month of Muharram, we are reminded of that mission, that prophetic mission. Because Imam Hussein's mission was no different than the prophetic mission, and that was to establish justice, to remind people of justice. And in Imam Hussein's case, in order to establish justice and remind people of justice, he had to rise up against the tyrant of his time. Nonetheless, and not on any lesser scale, all of our imams, alayhi mahfuzat wasalam, they advocated justice, they were active within the society, they were part of the, you could say, if this is the right term, they were social activists, meaning that they advocated justice, they brought awareness to mankind about what is right, about what is wrong. However, when we look at their methods, and this is very important, the methods of the imams, when we look at their method was different. Some of them, at time, if it was possible, they rose to the status of the Khalifa and they ran the government. Although, as we believe, that they should have been in that position in the first place, but because their rights were usurped, then eventually they took that position as the Khalifa. I'm speaking directly about Imam Ali. And we'll see his life even before he had the Khilafah, before he was Khalifa, and in a position and his activism even after he became the ruler. At times, the imams, they had to make peace. Imam Hassan. At times, there needed to be revolution. Imam Hussein. At times, there needed to be an indirect method of teaching. And we see that in Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin, because he taught through his dua, he taught through the Risalatul Hukuk, as I've been mentioning in this blessed month, the sacred month of Muharram. At times, there needed to be the establishments of institutions of learning. And we see this in the case of Imam Muhammad Baqir, in the case of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi wasallatu wasalam. At times we see that based on the conditions of the times, the circumstances of the time, that the Imam, he had to be in close proximity to the authority of the time. We see this in Imam Ridha, alayhi wasallatu wasalam, and his position that he had within the government. Although he knew that the government itself was not observing the rights of everyone, that they were not, as he would consider, the true and absolute just government. But yet, he had a position there, and of course, as we know historically, he was forced to go into that position. Nonetheless, he used it as an opportunity to advocate justice, to stand up for the rights of others. So social activism, when we analyze the history of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afu, it took on different forms based on what was the need of the society and the need of the time. So as we, as Muslims, as followers of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afu, as we are interested in also social activism, the first thing that we have to set as a priority is to set justice as our priority. That when we look out into society, if we see something that is wrong, something that is unjust, then that should be the focus of our activism. And we should understand that if there is a act that is unjust, why is it unjust? And what is the solution? And so when we advocate or we get involved in social activism, we should make it, bring awareness to the injustice that is happening, but also have a solution. That, okay, well, what is the solution to this injustice? Because when the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afdalus salam, in throughout time, and in their activism within the society, not only did they speak out against the injustice, bringing awareness that, okay, this is wrong, this is unjust, these particular rulers should not do this, or they are not observing the rights of others, not helping the poor as they should. So what is the solution to that? So when we're active, we definitely need to know the solution. Another thing that we should also be very astute to is that, you know, when we begin some sort of activism, whether it be direct activism, that we are speaking out against something, we're protesting something, we may be signing petitions about something, we should examine that action or that particular method of activism that we are getting involved in, to see that if it is the best method for that particular situation. Because if we're not using the best method of activism, then what happens is that sometimes it will actually backfire. Sometimes it will not be effective. Then you have to go back to the drawing board and think of new ways and new methods of trying to bring awareness to a particular situation, trying to correct a particular situation. One thing also that is quite important, especially for Muslims, and the concept of justice, standing up for justice, standing up for what is right, we also have to keep in mind, as I've stated before, that as a Muslim, we are obligated to stand up for justice, to stand against oppression, to help those who are oppressed. And that obligation is not limited to advocating justice and standing up for the oppressed. It's not limited to just Muslims. Oh, well, hey, this Muslim is being oppressed, and so now we have to shout, we have to scream, we have to make some sort of statement to alleviate the oppression, to stand up against those whose rights have been trampled upon. But as Muslims, that we are also to advocate justice in a very general sense, that even if a person is not Muslim, that you stand up for their rights if they are being oppressed. If you're out in the street, just to give one example, and someone's being robbed, and you have the ability to help that person, whether they're Muslim, whether they're Christian, whether even if they're Jewish, you have the ability to help the person, you're obligated as a Muslim to do that. And we see this throughout the lifetime of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afdalus salam. Even there's one story where one of the students of Imam Sadiq, alayhi afdalus salam, and I believe that the student was Hisham ibn Hakam. I will have to go back to, I read this story about Imam Sadiq a while back. But nonetheless, the student followed Imam Sadiq out one night, because Imam Sadiq, he left from his house. It was fairly late in the evening, at a time that he thought that, well, you know, why is Imam he leaving out of his house at this time of the evening? Imam Sadiq also, he had a cloak over his head so that people, you could not see his face from the side. But Hisham ibn Hakam, or whichever student it was who saw him, they knew that, okay, this is his house and that is Imam Sadiq, is his statue, everything. So he said he followed the Imam. And the Imam, he had a sack on his back. And he went to an area of Medina that was known, that this area was known, and the people in this area was known to oppose Imam Sadiq, and also to talk ill of Imam Sadiq. But Imam Sadiq, when he got to this area, you know, without disclosing his identity, without taking his hood off that people could see his face and see who he was taking bread and out of his bag and giving it to the poor people in this area. Then as Imam Sadiq, he returned home, the student, as I said, perhaps Hisham ibn Kamil, he confronted the Imam. He says, Ya ibn Rasulullah, O son of the Prophet, he says, why did you go to this area? And you gave these people bread. And these are people, they are known to speak ill of you. These are people who are known to reject you, reject your teachings. And so why did you do this? Imam Sadiq, he replied, he says, that these people are oppressed. Why? Because the ruler is not observing their rights. They have a right, haq, to Baytul Mal, to the the welfare institute within the Islamic State, and the ruler is not observing that right. And so therefore they are poor. And by doing this action, I am trying to, and I am, you know, observing their rights, I am helping them simply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this in itself shows that, yes, if those individuals are poor or someone is being oppressed, as a Muslim you have responsibility to do that, to stand up for their rights. Unfortunately, sometimes we